Humans have used many devices to measure time. The sundial was one of the earliest and simplest. A sundial measures the movement of the sun across the sky each day. It has a stick or other object that rises above a flat surface. The stick, blocking sunlight, creates a shadow. As the sun moves, so does the shadow of the stick across the flat surface. Marks on the surface show the passing of hours and perhaps minutes. The sundial works well only when the sun is shining. So other ways were invented to measure the passing of time.
One device is the hourglass. It uses a thin stream of falling sand to measure time. The hourglass is shaped like the number 8, wide at the top and bottom, but very thin in the middle. In a true hourglass, it takes exactly 1 hour for all the sand to drop from the top to the bottom through a very small opening in the middle. When the hourglass is turned with the upside down, it begins to mark the passing of another hour. By the 18th century, people had developed mechanical clocks and watches. And today, many of our clocks and watches are electronic.
So we have devices to mark the passing of time. But what time is it now? Clocks in different parts of the world do not show the same time at the same time. This is because time on Earth is set by the sun's position in the sky above. We all have a 12 o'clock noon each day. Noon is the time the sun is highest in the sky. But when it is 12 o'clock noon where I am, it may be 10 o'clock at night where you are.
As international communications and travel increased, it became clear that it would be necessary to establish a common time for all parts of the world. In 1884, an international conference divided the world into 24 time areas, or zones. Each zone represents 1 hour. The Astronomical Observatory in Greenwich, England, was chosen as the starting point for the time zones. 12 zones are west of Greenwich. 12 are east. The time at Greenwich, as measured by the sun, is called Universal Time. For many years, it was called Greenwich Mean Time.
Some scientists say time is governed by the movement of matter in our universe. They say time flows forward because the universe is expanding. Some say it will stop expanding someday and will begin to move in the opposite direction, to grow smaller. Some believe time will also begin to flow in the opposite direction, from the future to the past. Can time move backward? Most people have no trouble agreeing that time moves forward. We see people born and then grow old. We remember the past, but we do not know the future. We know a film is moving forward if it shows a glass falling off a table and breaking into many pieces. If the film were moving backward, the pieces would rejoin to form a glass and jump back up onto the table. No one has ever seen this happen, except in a film.
Some scientists believe there is one reason why time only moves forward. It is a well-known scientific law, the second law of thermodynamics. That law says disorder increases with time. In fact, there are more conditions of disorder than of order. For example, there are many ways a glass can break into pieces. That is disorder. But there is only one way the broken pieces can be organized to make a glass. That is order. If time moved backward, the broken pieces could come together in a great many ways. Only one of these many ways, however, would reform the glass. It is almost impossible to believe this would happen.
Not all scientists believe time is governed by the second law of thermodynamics. They do not agree that time must always move forward. The debate will continue about the nature of time, and time will remain a mystery.
Our program was written by Marilyn Cristiano and read by Sarah Long and Bob Doty. I'm Steve Ember. Listen again next week for Science in the News in VOA Special English.